the light burns out in the electric lamp you have to put in a new
bulb.
Okay. When you carry your washing out to the line to hang it up, you carry it in a
clothes hamper.
Okay. You recall about anything else?
Basket.
Okay. What would you call a thing that nails come in? Maybe made out of wood?
Nail keg.
Okay. And what are the things that go around a barrel like that to hold it?
Hoops.
Okay. And what might be the thing that you put in the top of a bottle to stop it up?
Head. Head of the barrel.
How about if it doesn't have like a top that screws on or anything, it has like one that kind of fits inside and stops it up? You know. What would you call a little musical instrument that you play in your mouth? Okay. Would you ever call it a harmonica?
Yeah, well, I've had
a harp. Harp's a more common term.
Harmonica.
How about the one you might hold between your teeth and play? You know what that is?
Juice harp.
Yeah. We were talking about nails. What's that tool you use to hit nails? Okay. Yeah. You've seen wagons before, y'all? Did y'all ever have a wagon?
Yeah.
What do you call the part that goes between the horses?
Tongue.
Okay. If you have a horse pulling a buggy, before you hitch him up, you have to back him in between the
chaise.
Okay. We're getting better at this now. When a horse has been hitched to the wagon, what do you call the bar of wood that the traces are fastened to?
Saddle tree.
Okay. If you have two horses on the wagon and each one has a single tree, what do you call the thing that both of these are hitched to keep them together? You know any word for that?
You mean the thing in the middle of them?
I guess.
Well, we call it the tongue of the wagon.
I'm not that familiar with wagons, so I'm not even sure what this means. But that's okay. If a man had a load of wood in his wagon or a load of anything, he was carrying it, driving it along, carrying it down the road, you might say he was
hauling wood.
Okay. Suppose there was a log across the road and you tied a rope to it. You might say you were going to pull it across the road. You're going to pull it on the ground.
Move the wood.
Okay, well, how about if you were going to drag it? Okay, well, if you did that yesterday, you might say you
drove the wood yesterday.
Okay. What do you use to break the ground up when you're going to plant?
Plow.
Okay. Got any different words for that?
Well, there are different kinds of plows. Might be a...
Name a few.
One-horse plow, a two-horse plow. harrow.
What's the difference in a harrow and a plow?
Well, you ply it up with a plow, and then you drag it with a harrow to make it ground smooth.
Does that break up the big chunks?
Mm-hmm.
I see. Well, harrow was the next one, so we already got that. Good. Okay. What do you call that, the X-shaped frame that you lay logs across to saw them?
Horses? You mean...
Yeah, okay.